Good evening. I welcome you tonight in our show that is called Time to Meditate. I want to say to you that wherever that you are, it is exactly 4 past 6. And I believe that wherever that you are, you are from work, and I believe that Heavenly Father is going to help you, is going to restore your life, because you just listen to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. Wherever that you are listening to us, listening to By the Grace Radio, you may be listening from your phone, you may be listening using your computer, you may be listening driving. I want to say to you that as I welcome you to our show that is called Time to Meditate, what a beautiful Tuesday. And I believe that your day was fine. I believe that you have enjoyed your day. I believe that you have enjoyed everything that you were supposed to do today. Remember, the name of this show, it's called Time to Meditate. What we do is we are reflecting of the things that we have done during the day. If are we happy that what we have done, what we have achieved, we happy with it. If not, what you can do is you can. The reason why we're having this show, so that as we are going to talk, you'll be able to see if what make you not to achieve what you were supposed to achieve. I am John Mamabulu, welcoming you to the show that is called Time to Meditate. Remember, when we start the show by prayer. Now, there's a song that is playing in the background by Don Moon, saying, "Our Father who art in heaven." In other words, we are going to pray and ask God to be with us. We are going to pray and ask God to help us, because He is God and He will always remain God. He is not changing. It doesn't matter what happened with our life, but He remained God and He will continue to remain God. What we're going to do is, I just want you to listen to this song. After the song, the song is by Nara. After the song, after we listen to the song that is saying Nara, and then we will play the very same song that we played now by Don Moon, and after that, we'll pray. Just enjoy the song.
You've done so much for me, I cannot tell you all. Narekele mo. If I had 10,000 tons, it still won't be enough. Narekele mo. Tukuna kwa marele. When you hear, you hear completely. I will give you more. Chukuma more. What shall I render to Jehovah? For He has done so very much for me. Narekele mo.
done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough, Jesus. When you hear completely. If he can do it, what shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
You can sing this song with him as he sings the same. Tim Godfrey featuring Traven Green saying Nara. He said, "What shall I render to Jehovah? Because he have done so very much to me." I just want you now, as we are going to pray, just to reflect of today, what God has done in your life. Because if it couldn't be God, you couldn't achieve whatever that you have achieved. Now remember to tell you that after that song we'll pray. So we are playing the song by Don Moon as we are praying. Daddy, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are praying this afternoon. We bow down to you, Lord. We say, Father, Lord, forgive us our sins. Forgive us our trespasses, God. Because, Father, you are the Lord. Because you remain God. Daddy, we are praying in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, you deserve the best. You deserve worship. You are Lord. You have been God. Father, forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us all the sins that we have done. Whatever that we have done that is against your will, we are saying, Father, Lord, forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we have gathered in this place, in this radio, by the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and souls of the people. We are praying, Lord, as we have gathered here, we believe that our heart will be restored. We believe that our soul will be restored. Father, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray to each and everyone who is listening now, who is going to listen to this show. Maybe it may be tomorrow. Maybe it may be next year. But I'm praying, Lord. I'm saying, Father, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Daddy, you are the Lord, you have been God, and you will continue to be God forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, right now as we pray, remove everything that will disturb us. Remove every disturbance that is going to disturb us tonight. Father, I pray In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, Lord, and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, mighty God. I pray to each and every listener who is listening now from all over the world. And I believe that this show, it will change their life. I believe that this show, it will bring the results into their life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now as I pray to each and everyone who is listening. Everyone who is sick. As we pray now, touch them, Lord. Because they are listening to the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now we pray. I want you to listen to this song. Saying Our Father. And after that, we are going to continue. I'm going to tell you what we're going to talk about tonight. And I believe so that how can you interact with us. And I believe that Heavenly Father will help us. Because He's God. He will continue to remain God. Just enjoy the song.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Ourselves, we pray.
Forgive our sins, we pray. That is Don Moon. You are saying, forgive our sins, we pray. It is a beautiful Tuesday. I believe that as I speak now, there are people who are coming from work. Some they are going to work. Some they are coming from different places. I want to say to you that as you have just tuned in, as you continue to tune in, may God touch your heart. May God restore your soul. Now, you can interact with us tonight in the following number. 083-289-4658, that is our WhatsApp number. Studio WhatsApp number. You can use the very same number to call us. 083-289-4658. Or you can use the very same number to SMS us. Or you can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or you can go to our website www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, on the right hand side of your mouse, on of your display, you will see there is chat. We are saying we are online. You chat to us. You first put your email address, and then followed by your name, and then you chat to us with whatever that you wanna say. Now, tonight we are going to talk about Ephesians chapter 7. Ephesians chapter 7. Now, what we are doing tonight as we meditate, we look back of what God has done. Like now, as every day we are waking up in the morning, as you have wake up already in the morning. In the morning, like you woke up in the morning and God allowed you to wake up. You know, For you, wake up in is not like you were able to wake up. I know that we sometimes set the alarms that help us to wake up. But those alarms, they are not the ones that made us to wake up. God is the one who made us to wake up, because He still, there's still hope for us. And God wants us to continue to live. That is why He have allowed us to be able to wake up. Because I believe that He's having a purpose with our lives. That is why I'm saying to you that God is the one who gave you this opportunity, so that you can be able to see the day. Now, you went to work. Maybe when you woke up, you planned whatever that you were planning, thinking that it will happen, but it did not happen. The name of this show, as it is called, Time to Meditate, we are meditating, we are looking back of whatever that we looking back of the day. If something that we did, we think we didn't do all right, what we do is we are correcting it. We are going to make sure that we look where went wrong. In other words, what I sometimes say, I say that it is like when you mark the script of whatever that you wrote. You know, it's like what's happening is as somebody marks the script, you mark, if they are wrong, they are wrong. And after that, you write the correct answer. That is how it is. Well, that's what we are doing tonight. We're reflecting. We look back of what we have done. If we are happy with it, we call it make it better. If you are not happy with it, then you adjust it and you correct it, so that tomorrow it can be another a day. All right, that's what we're talking. I'm saying to you now that there are things that maybe you wrote them down, you never achieved. But when I wanna tell you that is not the end of it. Maybe you wanted to achieve something, then you wrote it down, you made whatever that you did, but somehow you did not achieve it. And what I want to say to you is, don't give up. There's still hope for you, because when you read in the book of Ecclesiastes, it's saying that the living dog is better than a dead lion. As long as you're still alive, there is still hope for you. It may look like things are not on your side. We plan things and it seems that they don't want to go according to the way we want. Remember, the Bible says we plan, but God is the one who is having a final say. Sometimes I know that maybe you have planned something believing that you will achieve it. Unfortunately, you did not achieve it. But what I want to tell you is, don't give up. Hang it there. There's still hope for you. Whatever that you wrote down, you thought you will achieve it, unfortunately, you never achieved. Maybe as I speak now, you have prepared yourself. You made many things so that, for example, you prepared for the interview. You went for the interview. You had hope that I'm going to get the post. Unfortunately, you did not get that post. You applied for the job and you were unemployed. You went there, you thought maybe you will get that job, and you did not get that job. You did whatever that you did trying to impress your manager, but unfortunately things didn't go to your direction. You tried everything so that you can please someone, but it never worked. But I want to say to you that don't give up. Hang in there. There's still hope. Don't give up. There's still hope. It may look like whatever that you want to achieve, you see, when you look into it on the naked eye, you see that I'm not going to achieve it. But I want to say to you that it may take time, but soon or later you will achieve it. It may look like whatever that you have in the vision that you wrote down, whatever that you wanted to achieve, it seems that you don't see, there's no progress. But I want to say to you that as long as you're still alive, there is still hope for you. It may look like things, they have turned on your direction, like they're no longer favoring you. But I want to say to you that hang in there, there's still hope. As long as you're still alive, there is still hope.
Fire.
Raise a voice and give God a praise, because He's God of wonder. He is God of wonder. His name is Jehovah. He is God of wonder. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, John Mamabolo. The time is exactly 6:32. And time, Yahweh, God of wonders. We are meditating. Time to meditate. As I told you that we are going to read the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 6, there is still hope for you. I know as I speak now, maybe you have this thing in the mind that you wanna, how can I say? You want to take your life because you think that nobody is caring for you. You think that nobody is taking care of you. That but I will tell you that hang in there, God is with you. He said that I will be with you until the end. Maybe you are in this station, you feel like the way you feel like no Mara, I'm not gonna make it. But let me tell you that there's still hope for you. There's still hope for you. You can interact with us on the number 0328946 58. 0328946 58. That is our WhatsApp number. You can send us email at radio@bythegrace.org, or what you can do in Skype us on BTGM Radio. Go to our website www. Chat to us. Let's just go. Let's continue reading. Let's read. We read the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 7. Scripture that we are reading. That is scripture that we are meditating with in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter number 7, verse number 1. It reads as follows. A good reputation is better than expensive pleasures. The day someone dies is better than the day we're born. Alright, that is in English Revised Version. Now I want to read it in another. Okay, let's read it in a good name than precious perfume. Death of one's. A good name, precious people, and the day of one day of one's birth. Let's read in BBE saying, a good name is better than the oil of a great price, and the day of death than the day of birth. It's saying that a good name is better than a precious perfume. We are going to talk about, you can, and then what is this good name that is better than precious perfume? And it continues saying that the day of a death is better than the day of one's birth. Okay, meaning that, and the day of one's death better than the day of one's birth. It's saying that a good name, let's say a good reputation, is better than a good. That reputation is better than the expensive perfume. That reputation is better than the expensive perfume. That reputation is somehow. The way they behave is somehow. Now it just tells us the way you behave. If you're behaving in a good manner, it is better than the expensive station that bring hope to the heart of the people. We just read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse number 1. It's saying a good reputation is better than expensive people. The day someone dies is better than the day. It looks like it doesn't make sense. Because someone dies is chapter 15, verse 8. It says, good news makes me happy. When someone smiles, when you smile, it makes people happy. And it continues saying, good news makes them feel better. Will that are good, they will make you better. When I smile, the Bible says, when you smile, you make people. Alright? When you smile, that's the Proverbs 15:30. Now, but now, when you smile, you make people happy. But, it's saying that, and they were excited. You to be excited. You excited. You be excited. You wanna jump and so on and so on. But when they tell you more than silver or gold. Now, what actually it talks about here is your reputation, your behavior, your attitude. You know, reputation is bad. Then it becomes a problem. All right. Let's go to Galatians 10, verse number 1. It says, a few best perfumes stink in the same way. A little foolish can ruin much with something that is dead, even if it's a small thing, it will make perfume to stink. It will make the perfume stink. Okay. Let's go to verse number 2. Ecclesiastes 7, verse number 8. It says, remember, he said, a good reputation is better than the perfume. It is better than the day they were born. That's what it says. Now, Ecclesiastes 7, 2, it said, must die, and the living need to remember this. Okay. Now, it is saying, it is better to go to funeral than a party. Because everyone must die. Meaning everyone is going to die. But the thing is, when it comes to death, there's no one who knows when he's going to die. There's no one who knows when he's going to die. But the fact remains is, the Bible says we're going to die. That's why it's saying it's better to go to the funeral than to a party. Because everyone must die. And the living need to remember this. Meaning, we who are alive, we need to remember that we all gonna die. We all gonna die. All right. Let's continue. Let's go to verse number 3. See, sorrow is even better than laughter. Because when our face is sad, our heart becomes good. This is tough. Sorrow is better than... Alright, let's just read with the Amplified. Sorrow is better than laughter. For when face is death, deep in thought, the heart may be happy, because it is growing in wisdom. Good news. Sorrow is better than laughter. It may sadden your faith, but it sharpens your understanding. Now, in other words, it's saying that crying is better than laughter. But remember when you read, when we read in Proverbs 22, it's saying that laughter is good, it makes people happy. But here it tells us that sorrow is better than laughter. Okay. Right. Let's go further. Number 4. A wise person thinks about death, but a fool thinks only about having a good time. It's saying a wise person thinks about death, but a fool thinks only about having a good time. Meaning that the wise person always think about death. Somebody who is wise, they always think about death. Lifu. Amplified is that the heart of the wise learns when is in the house of mourning, but the heart of a fool is in the house of pleasure. A sensible person mourn, but fool always laugh. Good news, someone who is always thinking about happiness is a fool. A wise person thinks about death. Okay, let's continue. Let's go to verse number 5. It is better to be criticized by the wise than praised by the foolish. Okay. What actually it say? It say, let me read, amplified. It is better to listen to the rebuke of the wise man and pursue wisdom than for one who listens to the song of fools and pursue stupidity. Okay, amplified. It is better for a man to hear the rebuke of the wise than to hear the song of the foolish. Let's just read in contemporary English vision. It says, harsh correction is better than the song of a fool. In other words, he's saying it is better to be criticized, to be corrected, than to be praised by the fool. Like you are praised with something that is not good. You are praised with something that does not make sense. Now, in other words, it is better to be corrected, to be rebuked by the wise person. Like somebody who rebuke you of something that you... How many people you know that they don't want to be rebuked? They don't want to be corrected. They don't want to be told that what you have done is wrong. How many people? Because it just tells us that it is better to be criticized by wise than praised by the foolish. You're just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are with me, John Mamabolo, doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. As we meditate, now reflecting of what we have done during today. And we just read in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7. We started from verse number 1. Now we are just in verse number 5. That is saying that it is better to be criticized by the wise than praised by the foolish. In other words, it is just saying that when you are rebuked, it is better when you are rebuked and you pursue wisdom. When somebody rebuked you of something that you have done, when somebody criticizes you of something that you have done, what you need to do is Don't take it to the heart. Don't worry about it that I did this, they criticize me. Now, in other words, you will pursue wisdom. When somebody criticizes you, it means that it's correcting you of what you did. You need to allow to be corrected. You need to allow to be rebuked than to listen to the songs of foolish and pursue stupidity. Sometimes people, they will praise you of something that you have done that is bad, that is wrong. Because somehow they don't want to hurt you, they tell you that what you did is good. But knowing that what you have done is wrong. Now when somebody rebuked you, telling you that what you have done is wrong, when somebody tells you that you are not supposed to do things like this, the Bible says you will pursue wisdom. You will pursue wisdom. Right, let's go to Proverbs 9, verse 8. It said, don't correct such people or they will hate you, but correct those who are wise and they will love you. There are people that when you try to correct them, they will hate you. There are people that when you try to show them the way of how to do things, they will hate you. But here we are told that don't correct such people, because they will hate you. But correct those who are wise, because they will love you. Because the Bible says God correct those that he loves. Like when a father or a parent correct his or her children. Right. Psalm 141:5. If good people correct me, I will consider it as a good thing. If they criticize me, I will accept it like a home welcome. But my prayer will always be against the wicked and the evil they do. If good people, they correct me, I will consider good thing. If they criticize me, I will accept it and welcome it. But my prayer is always be against the wicked and the evil they do. The wicked, what they will do, they will always praise you of something that is wrong that you have done. But here David is saying that if good people correct him, he will consider it as a good thing. Now in life you need to be corrected. In life you need to be rebuked. It is not wrong when somebody rebuked you. It is not wrong when somebody correct you. I know that there are people who will rebuke you of something good that you have done. But those people are foolish. But there are people who will rebuke you of bad what you have done. You have done something that is bad, but they will rebuke you. They correct you. You're listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamawolo. Let's just do this.
Time to meditate, John Mamawolo.
6 to 9 p.m.
By the grace of
Jesus Christ.
Now, the song that I'm going to play now is a song by Emmanuel, saying that God, you are Emmanuel. He's Emmanuel, he is not changing. He remains God. It doesn't matter what is happening currently now in your life, but he is Emmanuel. He is changing. He remains God. Just enjoy the song. As we go to the break, we'll come back and we'll continue.
Emmanuel, 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 lightning. You're living inside of me. You are the fourth man in the fire. You're me. You are the breath of life.
Your name is God Emmanuel. Your name is God Emmanuel. Olien from his album that is Show Us Your Glory. You just listening to the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. And you are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo. It is exactly 7:01 CAT Central African Time. You just listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the heart and soul of the people. You can interact with us on the following number: 0328946585. That is our WhatsApp number. That is our, also our studio number. You can use that number to call us: 0328946585, or you can go to Skype and say BTGM Radio. Email the radio at chat to us. When you click that thing, we chat to us. What happen is you're gonna put your email address, you're gonna put your name, then you start chatting to us with whatever that you wanna know, whatever that you can comment. You can suggest with whatever that you wanna share with us. You are welcome to do that. Because we are by the grace, right? The station that that restore the heart and soul. It is awesome, and it will continue to be awesome. Now let's just continue reading. Remember, we're reading in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 7. That's the scripture reading tonight. We started from verse number 1, and we read it until now. We were in verse number. Criticize you when people correct you. You must accept it. But I know that there are some criticism which, even if you have done something good, you have done something good, but people, they will still want to criticize you. But those ones you must not accept, but you must just let them go, you know. But when somebody trying to correct you, don't cry. Just accept it. When someone correcting you, when someone rebuking you, don't cry. Just accept it. Right. It's saying Proverbs 13, verse 13. Those who reject a command hate themselves. Those who respect a command will be rewarded. Isaiah 15, 31:32. To be counted the wise, you must learn to accept helpful criticism. If you refuse to be corrected, you are only hunting yourself. Listen to criticism and you will gain understanding. Now, as I told you that when people criticize you, the Bible says you must accept and you will gain understanding. People, they criticize you because maybe you have whatever that you have started. They tell you that no, you are supposed to start it like this. But when they criticize you, don't worry, just accept it. Accept that criticism and you gain understanding. Alright, let's go. Proverbs 17:10. Smart people learn from a single correction than fools learn from a hundred beating. Proverbs 27:6. You can trust what your friends say, even when it hurts. But your enemy want to hurt you, even when they act nice. You can trust what your friends say, even when it hurt. Like you can trust when somebody correct you, even if when it hurt. But your enemy want to hurt you. There are people who will act like they are nice to you, but their plan is to hurt you. There are people who will act like they are on your side, but their plan is to destroy you. There are people who act like they are on your side, but their plan is to destroy. There are people who act like they are on your side. They go with you, but whereas their plan is to destroy. Now let's just play this song. Saying, let your will be done. And then when we come back, we will continue. It is awesome. It is awesome. And some say it is lit. Some they say it's going to be lit. Just as the song said, your will be done. Just enjoy.
Yes, sir.
Just continue to enjoy this song, Let Your Will Be Done. You can sing with us saying that, let your will be done, God. Have your way in my life. heavy rain in my family. That is Elijah. Jimmy D. Have your way in my workplace. Have your way in my children. Have your way. Just enjoy this song. Take your place, oh my God, in my life. Take your place in my workplace. Wherever that you are, you may be listening to me. Maybe you are driving. Maybe you are in your bedroom. Maybe you are in a sitting room. Wherever that you are, Jimmy D was saying that take your place. Take your place in my life. Take your place in my family. Take your place wherever that I work. Every day you can sing this song and say, Lord, take your place. Let your will be done. On many occasions we pray, we said, Lord, let your will be done. Sometimes when the will of God is happening, we cry. But because sometimes we don't understand what really the will of God. When Jesus taught his disciples, he said to them, they said, teach us how to pray. He said, when you pray, you should say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let your will be done as it is done in heaven. In other words, he was saying that whatever that you do in heaven, let it be done on earth. Whatever that is happening in heaven, let it be done on earth. Let your will be done. In other words, you are saying, take your place. Take your position. Every day when you wake up in the morning, you should say that, Lord, take your place in my heart. Take your position as I wake up, I'm going to work. Take your position. The time is exactly 7:14, which is 14 past 7 CAT Central African Time. You are with me. You just tuned in, listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that brings hope to the heart and soul of the people. You are with me, Pastor John Mamabolo doing the show that is called Time to Meditate. It started 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. It started 1800 until 2100, where we are meditating. Now, we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 7. Our number that you can call us, our WhatsApp number, 0328946588, that is our WhatsApp number. 0732692721. 0732692731 is our studio number. You can use the very same number that I gave you, 0328946588, to chat to us. You can go to our website, www.radio.bythegrace.org. When you are there, you can interact with us. You can interact with us. Now, let's just continue. Let's just continue reading. Let's continue reading. It is saying, Proverbs 27:6. You can trust what your friends say, even when it hurt, but your enemy want to hurt you even when they act nice. It the same. Proverbs 17:10. Smart people learn more from a single correction than fools learn from hundreds. Okay. Revelation 3:19 said, I correct and punish the people I love. So, show that nothing is more important to you than living right. Change your hearts and lives. I correct those that I love. I don't know today what have you received, like the whatever that they told you. But I want to say to you that the Bible in the book of Revelation 3 said, I correct and punish the people I love. So, show that nothing is more important to you than living right. Change your hearts and lives. Alright, let's go to Psalm 69:12. They talk about me in public place. The beer drinks make up song about me. They talk about me in public place. The beer drinkers make up some song about me. In other words, he was saying that the people, they talk about me in public. Those who are drinking, they drink about me. I know that there are people that you are already talk of the town. People, when they drink, they talk about you. People, whatever that they do, they always talk about you. Whatever that they do, they always talk about you. Some of them, when they are driving in the car, they talk about you. Like you are the laughing stock. But here, David was saying that those, they talk about me in public. The beer drinkers make up some song about me. As for me, Lord, this is my prayer to you. Please accept me, God. I want you to answer me with love. I know I can trust you to save me. I know I can trust you to save me. So, okay, there's a song that is saying, I trust in you, Lord. Just enjoy the song. Then when we come back, we'll continue a little longer or a little shorter. And then we will say bye-bye. Now enjoy this song. I am God, my trust is in you. My trust is in you, Lord. My trust, that was Jimmy D saying that my trust is in you, Lord. Now we are continuing. Remember, you are listening to By the Grace Radio, the station that bring hope to the hearts and soul of the people. You can interact with us on 0328 94658. That's our WhatsApp number. Or you can call us on the very same number. Or you can email us radio@bythegrace.org. Or you can Skype us on BTGM Radio. The time is exactly 7:23 CAT, Central African Time. You are listening to John Mamabolo on a show that is called Time to Meditate. Now we go into number 6. The laughter of fool is such as waste. It is like thorns burning under a pot. The thorns burn so quick that the pot does not get hot. Alright, let's read in foolish laughter is stupid. It sounds like thorn cracking in a fire. For as the laughter of fools is such a waste. It is like, okay, let's just do this. The laughter of a fool is like the cracking of thorns. Alright, that was Proverbs 7:6. Remember, we started from verse number 1. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 2:2. It is foolish to laugh all the time. Having fun does not do any good. Aish, yeah, ne? Proverbs 59:58-9. May they be destroyed suddenly like the thorn that are bent so quick hit. Okay. Right. Let's go to Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 8. It is better to finish something than to start it. It is better to be gentle and patient than to be proud and impatient. Now, it is better to finish something than to start. How many people that you know, they never finish something? The person started something but he never finished it. He never finished it. Now here we are told it is better to finish something than to start. Meaning the finishing, it's very important. But remember, before this finishing, there must be a start. We know people, they have started this journey of Christian very well. But they did not finish very well. Now it's a prayer of my heart that as I have started this journey, I want to finish it good. I want to finish it. Every time I run the marathon. Now when I run a marathon, the important thing is to finish. But I know that we start when they say we start. But the important thing, as I continue running, in my heart I say I want to finish. It doesn't matter like how many minutes that I will finish. But as I run so that I can finish. Ecclesiastes 7:8, as we it said, it is better to finish something than to start it. It is better to be gentle and patient than to be proud and impatient. That's why I'm saying. How many people we know they have started something, they never finish it. but they studied it. Now, there are people that they have studied something, but they did not finish it. There are people who have studied, they wanted to build, they said we're going to build, but they never finished it. And they left it like that. During in this journey that we are traveling, the journey of Christianity, how many people that you know that they have started something, but they never finish it? Now, as I told you, that is a prayer of my heart that whatever that I have started now, the journey of going to heaven, I must finish it. Last weekend on Saturday, I was running another race. Now, it was tough. Believe in me, it was tough. But when we were running so that we can finish. I want to say that this afternoon, this evening, that when you run the race, run to finish. Whatever that you are doing, do it to finish. Don't just start and not finish. As you start, and believe in me, you will finish it. It is very important to finish it. Now, when you read Psalm 126, will you be happy when they bring it in the copy? In the other way, when you start, it's saying that those who were set when they planted, that people when they were planting, they were set. But now when they harvest with joy. When they harvest with joy. Now, what we're going to do now, the time is exactly 7:29. What we're going to do, we are going to sign off. And what we'll do is we will continue tomorrow. And may God continue to bless you. May God continue to be with you all the time as we are signing off. Now, I just want to sign off by the song that is saying Nara. Just listen to the song as I'm saying to you, Shalom, and may God bless you. I love you. We love you as by the Grace Radio. Continue tuning in. Invite your friend to join us tomorrow. We love you. May God bless you.
Stand and help me welcome Travis Green, everybody. lift your hands.
What shall I render
to Jehovah?